excited. I mean, getting number one was a big deal. You know, knowing how the ladder stacked up, we wanted that number one spot. And, of course, we've got the most unusual Reading weather ever. You know, it's warm here. It's not raining and it's not cold. I came here, I said this last night, I came here thinking about national record, not like barely running a 3.6 anything, although I'm proud of that. We're the only car that did run in the 3.60s. But, you know, it puts us in a good spot on the ladder for tomorrow. You know, we are trying to make a move up the points. We did move a spot at the last race, and we want to move a bunch this race. So, I mean, it's looking good so far. I'm very excited about tomorrow.
You said you guys were going to be swinging for the fences after we run out, but they just weren't, the times just weren't out there today.
Well, we swung. Tires didn't hold on. That's part of it. You know, we definitely, you know, pushed Q3, our first run today. We went 76. You know, that wasn't low of the session. That was really our goal. We just missed it a little bit. That last run there, we pretty much knew we had number one secured. Grubby was spinning knobs like, you know, a DJ, you know, scratching on the board there. He was spinning knobs like crazy. I knew what he was trying to do. He was just going to see what we could get away with on a hot racetrack like this. And the early numbers were decent, but it just didn't hold on. But we're pushing every run, and that's part of it. You know, was bonus points, good qualifying position, round wins. That's what we're thinking about.
Was it like that going, you know, with the bye tomorrow? Everybody else is going to get a run. Is that good or bad for you that everybody else is going to have a run in before you get your quarterfinal
run in?
Well,
being that that's a guaranteed 20 points, that's a good thing. That was why number one was so important. You know, at this point, then we got to make a decision as to what pair we choose. You know, the number one qualifier gets choice, you know, whether it's the first car out or the last or anywhere in between. That'll be a Grubby decision as to what we want to do and as to how hard he'll push, you know, being that we do have a bye run. And the main thing is, though, we have a win light and 20 points. And I'll just be truthful. I hope everybody in front of us loses first round. That's just being truthful.
Was Grubby sticking his nose up at this now because he was not happy with the run that put you number one?
Yeah, he's that's what makes him so good. He's never happy. You know, last night he wanted to go 67. We went 69, so he wasn't happy with that. But that's what makes him so good. He's never satisfied with, you know, any of the runs we make. Now, it may run what he wanted it to, but he's still looking for more, and he definitely has his game face on and has had it on since we left Indy. Indy was a big turning point for us. Getting beat on the hole shot first round made Grubby angry and not at me. You know, he was like, I could have run 370 on that racetrack. I went 375. I laid up, you know, in golfing terms. He laid up, and he knew he could have hit it further than he did. And so, you know, that made our game plan be aggressive. It might bite us at some point, but so far, so good.
Become good and green
hat. And got a green hat, you know. I guess you said I had four of these this year. You know, we got one yellow hat, so I got to even that ratio out. So I need another yellow hat tomorrow to start evening that ratio out.
Even it out.
Races to get three more hats.
Exactly. Exactly. So all good, though. I mean, like I said, guaranteed first round win is huge. Gives us an opportunity to do whatever Grubby wants to try to do without a win or loss consequences, because pretty much all we got to do is stage, and we got first round win. So it's good.
Awesome.